Why is gold pushing all-time highs? It's simple. Cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021, according to some reports. The $34 trillion national debt has some investors worried if the house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. Text DAN to 989898 and get your free information kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text DAN to 989898 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. We got to talk about Mike Johnson. He is the current Speaker of the House. And can we just put a dispositive period and full stop on this? He's not doing a good job. Okay? I'm with you. Brothers and sisters, much love. Let's grab each other. Let's hug. Just no sniffing and no groping like Biden. Okay? I get it. I'm with you. I totally get it. He's not doing... Evita, you're on the opposite side. Can we both agree Mike Johnson's doing a pretty sucky job? Thank you. Evita says terrible job, and she's correct. That's why we like her. However, Bongino Inc. here likes to hire people with different viewpoints who are smart like Evita, and we don't have to agree. Matter of fact, I'd be quite mad if we did because I don't like people who pander. I hate that. It's nonsense, okay? Evita doesn't like Mike Johnson and wants him out. We had a little debate about this morning. Folks, we can't do it. We can't. I'm going to tell you why. Here's why we can't. There's no plan, folks. What's the plan? We're going to dump Johnson for who? Why do I bring this up? Here's Tom Massey yesterday, a guy I respect a lot. Listen, Donald Trump didn't like him. I like Tom Massey, always have. Having said that, I've spoken about Massey often. He is absolutely wrong on this. Here's Tom Massey. The audio is not great, but it's not Guy and Tony's fault at all here. You cleaned it up? Oh, thank you. Because it was very low. Here's CNN asking him. He is now going to back Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution, apparently, to get rid of Mike Johnson. This is an absolutely terrible idea. Take a look.
Yeah, I asked him to resign.
When did you ask him?
He said he would not. And then he said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called, okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called. And then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy. And I have told him this in private, like weeks ago. So, I mean...
When did you ask him to resign?
Right in there.
Just today.
So, Congressman, help us understand that if he's not resigning, are then you going to push a motion to vacate this week?
No, I'm not going to call the motion to vacate. But I will tell you that if it is called, there will be a lot of people who vote for it.
How does a motion to vacate against Speaker Johnson help the country?
Some would say we'd be rudderless, but we have a rudder. We're steering everything toward what Chuck Schumer wants. There has not been a change. I mean, if the country likes Chuck Schumer, then they should like what Speaker Johnson's accomplished
the
in the House.
Divided.
Totally agree with that last part. The Democrats are effectively running the House right now. However, I stopped the chat right here. Laszlo 55, love you, Laz. Joe Duarte also. Love you guys. I'm glad you guys have it. You're with Evita on this. Laszlo says, don't care, throw him out. And Joe Duarte says, vacate. Joe, Laz, respect your opinion. What's your plan? I'm watching the chat. Guy, can you watch me? What's your plan? Aren't we entitled as citizens to know, okay, what's next? Because I remember reading to you this Newsweek article. It's right here. I brought it up again just in case you guys forgot. And believe me, fellas, ladies, whatever, I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm just asking you what the plan is because we've got an election coming up. Do you really want 3-4 weeks of trying to pick a new speaker while Republicans then resign and we get Speaker Jeffries? Newsweek, 5 other House Republicans could resign after Ken Buck. This ain't me saying it, gents. Here's Ken Buck, a guy who probably knows the other Benedict Arnolds in our Republican Party. They all kind of joined together. These guys all suck, right? He was asked by Axios about other colleagues leaving. Ken Buck, who was a Republican, it was because this guy's a total fraud. Buck then hinted that more colleagues might resign. saying, I think it's the next three people that leave that's good, that they're going to be worried about.
More in a minute, but first.
Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you have moderate to high stress, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress could wreak havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow down your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings. Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and help keep your appetite under control. If your life is a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your diet and exercise lifestyle. Get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com and enter Dan15, that's Dan15, promo code Dan15 at takelean.com, takelean.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and is not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, can I just walk through not even a hypothetical, but a probable path? They vacate, right? Kick them out like Laszlo and Joe Duarte want. I get it. Makes us all feel he's done a terrible job. I'm with you. Then three more people resign. They're telling us they're going to leave. Buck is saying, hey, I know about three more people. And by the way, I've heard this from multiple people, not just Ken Buck. In case you're saying, oh, we can't trust Buck. He sold us out. He did. But sellouts know other sellouts. And I've heard this from multiple people that there's probably three to five who are ready to go too, that Johnson's trying to keep in the Republican pen. What happens when they leave? The answer is, yes, sir. You got Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. You want Speaker Hakeem Jeffries running the House during a presidential election where there's no doubt the Democrats are going to cheat. With, by the way, with a majority in the Democrat Senate right now. You want them to pass. Here's the first thing they'll do. They'll pass the Insurrection Act of 2024 through the House. That'll go to the Senate, that will declare anyone involved in, and they'll redefine an insurrection to make it about Donald Trump, cannot run for president. Guaranteed. And then we'll all look back, Joe and Laz, and we'll be like, wait, that kind of sucks. Man, we got our balls kicked in. Yeah. And to Joe, Laz, and others out there, maybe you don't agree. Maybe, oh, it's fine. Maybe again, we're not all robots here. And I love you guys. I'm not trying to single you out. I just stopped the chat right there. I'm sure there's hundreds of others in the chat who agree. I can't read every single one. Our chat goes really fast here because we have already 88,000 people watching. Maybe you don't trust me. Maybe you're like, I'm crazy. Well, do you trust Trump? I want you to look at this Politico piece from the other day. This is actually from about, I think, 6 days ago. In Politico, Donald Trump's people, you guys got that screenshot there? Politico. In this, Donald Trump's own people know that this is going to be a total disaster. So again, even if you don't, maybe you don't trust me. Maybe you're new to the show. Do you trust Trump? Here, how Donald Trump could ride to Johnson's rescue. Here, I'm reading from Politico, okay? These are like bullshit artists who aren't eager to help anyone. But they're quoting Trump people directly. Trump world isn't happy with Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to throw the House GOP into chaos. There's a fear that an election year speakership battle will undercut the party's goals of keeping the House and flipping the White House and Senate. One Trump insider said, this is 100% a distraction. It's unwanted and just stupid. Guys, the Trump team is running a ridiculously efficient campaign right now. They are. Chris LaCivita, he's a former military guy, is running a military-like operation behind the scenes. Trust me, I've seen it. They are up in multiple states. Some swing states, they are up by 7 to 10 points because they're doing it right. If these guys are looking at all these numbers behind the scenes telling you this is a really bad idea that could do significant damage for the election, why would we do it?
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.